Danielle Thompson with the National Association for Gun Rights says her group is disappointed with Governor Rick Scott for approving the new gun law.
We believe that Governor Scott has shown some disregard for law-abiding gun owners and their Second Amendment rights by signing this bill.
Thompson's group had called on thousands of its Florida members to urge Scott to veto the measure, but National Rifle Association lobbyist Marion Hammer says she's glad Scott did not buy into what she calls the opposition's, quote, misinformation.
Which is unfortunate that some groups attempt to mislead people. But in the end, this is a bill that will keep guns away from dangerous people.
A loophole in state law had allowed people who voluntarily checked into a mental health facility and were deemed a danger to society to purchase a firearm. The new law aims to close that. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Cordner.